and it's an own arrangement, and Phil Maltby is going to be leading the service here at 10:30. It isn't on any notices, I'm not aware of, it's just something that's been arranged, but it was our own arrangement, that is on the schedule, and our own arrangement is that Phil Maltby is going to lead our worship next Sunday, which is Palm Sunday. After that, we go into Easter week, when there are a number of extra services. And as Mandy has pointed out, they've been going round on the screen. I won't embarrass you by asking questions of whether you've been paying attention or not. But there's one for details about Maundy Thursday, details about Good Friday, and details about Easter Sunday. So she's going to run them through at the end when worship finishes. So if you just want to take a moment and note the times and the venues of these various services, it's all clearly on the board. And we will remind you next week just in case you've forgotten. We welcome Ros to lead our worship this morning, but before we do that, can we do our prayer of it's our revival prayer, and just to remind us what we're hoping to achieve in the future. Heavenly Father, we continue to ask for your guidance for the future of Poynter Methodist Church, and in particular, we pray for wisdom and discernment as the prayer group collates and discusses the questionnaire responses over the coming few weeks. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And now we'll ask Ros to lead our worship this morning. Thank you.
Thank you, Judith, and good morning. And welcome to worship on this fifth Sunday in Lent. It's also our pastoral visitors' dedication service, and we will be joining together around the Lord's table taking communion. So there's lots to celebrate this morning as we come to worship God together. Our call to worship. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And our opening hymn is one that I'm hoping people at the back there may use instruments, and the rest of us can use, as well as our voices, our hands for clapping and dancing, our feet for dancing maybe, if we so wish. So we're beginning with This Is the Day.
This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made, we will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day.
May I have this microphone on? Well, as well as all of the other things that we've just said, pastoral visitors, Fifth Lent and communion, it's also, what? Well, the special thing happens this morning?
Muddy Church. And there is an invitation for anybody when the children do go out to Muddy Church. If there is anybody who would like to go out, you can come back in for communion. If you would like to go out and see what they do and take part, there is an invitation for you. And they'd be very pleased to have some of our congregation going out with them. So if you wish to do that when they go, then please feel free. Well, I loved the music that you were playing at the back here. That was absolutely brilliant. Oh, here we go. Hello. You look like you've been on the point and run, have they?
Mum has.
Oh, Mum's been on the...
Mama.
Oh, right. Brilliant. Good to have you with us. Well, we've just been singing about things that make us glad. So, that God has made for us. So, is there anything you can think of that makes you glad? Anything make you glad? Nothing at the moment making people glad? They look quite glad to come in and run in.
Enjoy the banana.
Yeah. Okay, we're glad about bananas then. And just now, I saw you were making something in rooms 1 and 2, weren't you? Do you want to tell us a bit about what you were doing? Do you want to come here and I'll just pass you the microphone. I'll just hold the microphone in front of you so people can hear. So what were you doing just now?
We were cutting up squares.
Okay. And what did you tell me you'd made?
A dinner.
And what sort of dinner?
A green dinner.
A green dinner. So do you want to ask people what they think? You can come and tell them. Do you want to come here? Nope, not going to do that now. Well, we did decide what might be in this green dinner. So you can nod your head if people are right. What do you think was in the green dinner? Peas, somebody. Peas. Yep. Thumbs up.
Broccoli.
Yeah. Yep.
Cabbage.
Yes. Brussels sprouts, definitely. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, do you want to say something? No? Okay. Just thumbs up. Did somebody say spinach? Spinach? Yeah, we didn't think of spinach.
There was spinach.
There was spinach. Well done, John. Anybody else? Oh, was the cucumber? Yeah. Cucumber. Yeah. Sorry? Lettuce?
Yes, there was lettuce.
There was lettuce. Well done. Green beans?
Yeah.
There were a lot more than I thought of, aren't they? Okay. Green peppers? Yeah. Anything else?
I come for dinner.
I know. My perfect dinner. And what did you say you were going to put on top of it when you'd put all these green things together?
Salt and pepper.
Salt and pepper. It's just my perfect meal, that. So are those things we can be glad for today?
Yeah, and also there was courgette and
else. No expense spared here. No, courgettes. Anything else?
No.
No? No? So there we are. So that's what some of the things that you may be doing. I don't know if you knew that's what you were doing, Zoe?
Green is the clue.
Green is the clue for whatever you're going to be doing outside. Yes. Okay. Grass? Oh, they're guessing about that now. Okay. So I hope you do have a wonderful time, a glad time, a happy time when you go out in a moment to Muddy Church. And as I said, if anybody fancies going out for a little bit, then please do. So let's pray with the children before they leave. Loving God, we thank you for the many things that make us glad. We thank you for Muddy Church. We thank you for the children and adults that will go out and explore your wonderful creation in the gardens around our church. Be with them, Lord, we pray. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Okay, well, have a good time. And if you want to come in at the end of the service and tell us about anything you've done, or if you want to come in for communion, that would be brilliant to see you later. Oh, we forgot there was avocado in the dinner as well. I think people over there were worrying if there wasn't, but yeah. Have a good time. Have a brilliant time. Okay. And let us pray together.
Our Lord Jesus Christ said, the first commandment is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this, you shall love your neighbour as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Let us pray together, saying, Lord, you are steadfast in your love and infinite in your mercy. You welcome sinners and invite them to be your guests. We confess our sins, trusting in you to forgive us. We have yielded to temptation and sinned. Lord, have mercy. We have turned from our neighbours in their need. Christ, have mercy. We have resisted your word in our hearts. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and keep us in life eternal. Amen. And a prayer for the fifth Sunday in Lent. Most merciful God, who by the death and resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, delivered and saved the world, grant that by faith in him, who suffered on the cross, we may triumph in the power of his victory, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And we pray a blessing over the offering. Lord, we are glad this day, in this day that you have made. We are glad that we can bring ourselves as a living sacrifice to offer to you. And we are glad that we can offer you back tokens of the blessings that you pour upon us, those brought today and those sent via the internet. We offer all of these to you, Lord, and pray that you will use them to bring glory to your name. Amen. And now Hilary will read to us our reading from Holy Scripture this morning.
The reading is from John chapter 12. Now there were some Greeks among those who went up to worship at the festival. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, with a request. Sir, they said, we would like to see Jesus. Philip went to tell Andrew. Andrew and Philip in turn told Jesus. Jesus replied, the hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Very truly, I tell you, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. Anyone who loves their life will lose it, while anyone who hates their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, my servant also will be. My Father will honour the one who serves me. Now my soul is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, it was for this very reason I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name. Then a voice came from heaven. I have glorified it and will glorify it again. The crowd that was there and heard it said it had thundered, while others said an angel had spoken to him. Jesus said, this voice was for your benefit, not mine. Now is the time for judgment on this world. Now the prince of this world will be driven out. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself. He said this to show the kind of death he was going to die. Amen.
Thank you, Hilary. And now let us pray. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Well, I wonder if you are sometimes mistaken for someone else. Whether that's a frequent occurrence for you, yes? No? Not often? Okay. Well, when I was still living in Southport, my sister and I would often be mistaken for each other. We're not twins or anything, and we don't think we look particularly alike. But it used to happen enough for it to be obvious that other people thought that we do. And it has, of course, or did, of course, lead to some really interesting conversations until you realise that the reason you can't remember or don't know what the person is talking about is because they think they're continuing a conversation with your sister. And I remember once going into the Christian bookshop when we still had one in Southport, and this was pre-Amazon. Do you remember pre-Amazon days? Well, Amazon was maybe just taking off, but it was the time when we were all still trying to go into the shops to buy our books to keep them going. But it did tend to take a long time, sometimes months, weeks, certainly a month, for the book to come in. And I remember going in once, and the person that ran the bookshop said, "Oh, your book's not in yet." And I stood there for a few moments wondering if I was actually waiting for a book that I had ordered a long time ago, and then realised that actually they thought it was my sister. So has nobody else had those sort of experiences? Yes? Yeah, sometimes. Okay. Well, I expect that you all have family photographs at home going back generations that show a family likeness amongst you all. Yes? Yeah? Okay. And I'm sure that you will have had the experience of looking in a mirror and suddenly seeing your mother looking back at you. Yes. Or your father. But then, of course, you share DNA, don't you, with members of your family. One of my cousins is adopted. She was adopted from birth. And yet, she is actually the spitting image of her adopted father, my uncle, but also of my sister, and also of her cousin on the other side of the family. It is really quite amazing. Well, of course, you and I belong to our natural families and we share likenesses with them. But we all also belong to another family, don't we? We belong to the family of God. As those who claim faith in Jesus, we are daughters and sons of the living God, sisters and brothers of Christ, and we have been adopted into the family of God. Right at the beginning of this reading, we heard, "Now there were some Greeks among those who went up to worship at the festival. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, with a request." Do you remember what the request was? "Sir," they said, "we would like to see Jesus. We would like to see Jesus." Now, of course, they were blessed because Jesus was right there among them, walking on this earth. So they could literally see Jesus right in front of them in the flesh. But you know, this is still the same request that people around us are making, that the world is making, whether they realize it or not. And if we're honest, sisters and brothers, isn't this the request that we make ourselves every day? That we want to see Jesus, more of Jesus, every day. The world would like to see Jesus. But unlike Philip in the passage, we can't just walk over to Jesus and ask him to come over and speak to different people in a physical form. Jesus has left that work for his family to do. With the help of the Holy Spirit, that work is our work, yours and mine, our calling, our privilege, our delight. As individuals, as a church, as the church universal. You see, you and I are that family. And so in the same way that we show likeness to our physical families, our natural families, we should show likeness to the family of God, likeness to Jesus. And not just an occasional passing resemblance. We should be, or at least be growing towards being, the spitting image of Jesus in every way. In our priorities, they should be Jesus's. In our self-sacrifice, in our willing to take up our cross and follow Jesus. In every aspect of our life. The world around us wants to see Jesus, needs to see Jesus. Those who live on our streets, those who pass by this church every day, those who use the car park, those who come here on occasions for baptisms or funerals, those who hire our halls, they, their friends and family want to see Jesus, need to see Jesus, just as we do. And they should, shouldn't they? See Jesus here, whenever they come here, whenever and wherever they come into contact with any one of us, they should see Jesus every time. Jesus' death on the cross was a once and for all event. By that sacrifice, you and I are set free to set others free in the name of Jesus. A once and all event. And yet, Jesus suffers still. Jesus is the suffering servant. He suffers with those who suffer. He is in it and amongst it, not aloof and distant. He's with us and all people in the messiness of life and the creation. He suffers still when his children turn their back on him and his message of freedom and redemption for all people isn't shared. Last week in our Bible study, our Lent study, we looked at Jesus's prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane. And we saw just how much Jesus needed his disciples with him and just how alone he felt when they fell asleep. We are Jesus's disciples and we need to keep awake. We are Jesus's family, the heirs of the kingdom, but also the heirs of the work of the kingdom that Jesus started. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, with a request. Sir, they said, we would like to see Jesus. How are you? How am I? How is this church and our circuit going to grant that request during this coming week? Will we be awake to the opportunities that are presented to us to share Jesus, to show Jesus to others, so that others may see him? Amen. And we sing together, hear the call of the kingdom.
Hear the call of the kingdom, lift your eyes to the King. Let his song rise within you as a fragrant offering of how God, rich in mercy, came to Christ to redeem all who trust in his unfailing grace. the kingdom, to be children of light, with the mercy of heaven, the humility of Christ, walking justly before him, loving all that is right, that the life of Christ may shine through us. King of heaven, we will answer the call, we will follow, bringing hope to the world, filled with passion, filled with power to proclaim salvation in Jesus' name. Hear the call the kingdom, to reach out to the lost, with the Father's compassion in the wonder of the cross, bringing peace and forgiveness and a hope yet to come. Let the nations put their trust in him. King of
Now we come to the part of our service when we dedicate our pastoral visitors. And so let us pray together. Merciful God, you renew the strength of all who wait upon you. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, that in serving others we may always be true to Christ, our Lord and our Redeemer, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And so today, we commission those who offer themselves for service as pastoral visitors and class leaders in the Methodist Church. Mandy, is there another slide for this? Thank you. We are the body of Christ. Each of us is a member of it. There is one ministry of Christ. In this ministry, we all share. There are different ways of serving God. It is the same Lord whom we serve. It is the tradition of the Methodist Church that within our community we offer pastoral care to each other. In order that this ministry may be fulfilled, the church appoints pastoral visitors and class leaders. It is their privilege and responsibility in the name of Christ and on behalf of the whole church to pray regularly for those in their care, to share their joys, and to give comfort and support in time of sorrow and need. In all these things, they will seek for themselves and for those in their care a deepening experience of God's grace in Christ. Without God's help, no one can exercise this ministry, but the Holy Spirit has been given to us and is our helper and counselor. And so in a moment, I'm going to read out the list of pastoral visitors, 22 pastoral visitors we have at Poynton Methodist Church. So when I read out your name, please stand in your place. Hilary Banks, Anne Batterton, Hilary Clare, Alison Court, Jean Drinkwater, Roger Drinkwater. Jill Freeman. Julie Hallworth. Chris Hawkyard. Mandy Hawkyard. Anne Hindle. Mary Marley cannot be with us today. Margaret Martin. Maxine Moran. Jill Oldham. Judith Ridgway. Marion Turner can't be with us today. John Turner. And we have newly appointed pastoral visitors, Margaret Ingian, Elizabeth Clayton, who cannot be here today, Judy Gibbons, who's enjoying Muddy Church, and Pauline Griffiths. So I'm speaking to you now, and your responses are on the screen. Sisters and brothers, do you believe that you are called by God through the church to work to the work of pastoral care? Relying on God's grace, will you endeavour to fulfil this ministry? Let us pray. We thank you, gracious God, that you have sent Jesus Christ, your Son, to be our shepherd and saviour. Give to these, your servants, the power of the Holy Spirit for this work and ministry, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. So if everyone could stand, please. Members of the body of Christ, will you encourage these pastoral visitors in their ministry and support them with your prayers? Thank you. And please be seated. And I think we should show our appreciation of the work of our pastoral visitors and of John as our pastoral secretary. So thank you. And as always, we're always glad of new pastoral visitors, aren't we, John? Yes, most certainly we are. Thank you. And now David is going to give us some feedback on the revival process that we are going through at the moment.
Good morning. I'd like to take this opportunity to give you an update on the progress of our church's future story that we are currently undertaking as a church. The recent questionnaire that you all completed plays an important part within that process. And a big thank you to all those who responded. We had over 70 completed questionnaires, which is fantastic. And they give us so much to use, to reflect on, and to pray about. The feedback overall was very positive, and there were so many good ideas suggested. So thank you for the time you spent completing them. The prayer group are going to be splitting the feedback into two categories. First, our quick wins, and second, those that will form part of our longer-term plans. Each category will have elements of reflecting on where we are as a church and for areas of improvement, such as improving communications and bringing back the church band, which you will see we've already started to do this morning, or albeit very briefly. And also there'll be elements of outreach, which are very important. What we can do to encourage people in Poynton to come to Poynton Methodist Church, and, of course, ways to share the gospel message to bring people to Christ. We'll be looking at integrating the children more into worship, and also bringing in a monthly newsletter, which still requires a name, to share good news, thought leadership, book recommendations, prayers, and fun things. Of course, all these things, all these great ideas from you, will need support in their implementation. But at this point, we are very aware that many of us here this morning don't always get recognised for the work that they do. This work is so important, and it involves volunteering, running or supporting groups, working with non-churchgoers. This group work that you undertake will be an important part of how we move forward as a church. Groups such as Film Club, Ladies Fellowship, Games Day, Vox, midweek lunches, events, working with children and charities such as Just Ice, and maybe others like Wellspring. There's our flower ministry, and there's always a cup of tea at the Hatch. All play an important role. And you all need recognition as you are part of what we do here. At this point, I did consider asking you to stand up and to raise your arm if you're involved in any way with any of these groups or any charity work to be recognized. This is one of those times where we could say thank you for all the work you do and all the ways you share your faith. But then I realize that as we seek humility, you would not feel comfortable in doing so. Instead, please know that your efforts are greatly appreciated. For it's not about higher profiles, but about every single one of us. You all deserve praise, and the prayer group recognize this and thank you and will continue to pray for you. We also need to find out what the needs are out there in the community, whilst also contacting our church user groups. And of course, in this day and age, we need to support this with a strong social media presence. And we will be looking at our webpage and our social media, possibly bringing in outside professional help to bring this up to date and make it more informative, attractive, and user-friendly. There is a lot to do. Life never stands still and should never stand still in God's place of worship. So what next? Well, the prayer group will be continuing to work on the outcomes of the questionnaires and working our way through the Our Church's Future Story process. We will create a new mission plan for our church, which will be shared with you all in due course. With your engagement, and most importantly, your continued prayer, we can make this a success. Thank you.
Thank you, David, and thank you for all the work that you and the prayer group are doing for this. It's brilliant. Thank you. And I'm sure the prayer group would be glad of more people helping with that. That would be good. And I realise that David then, in the constraints of the time that we have, mentioned some of the roles that we were thanking people for, but there were many others that weren't in that list as well. And we do thank everyone for the work that you do that keeps our church working and our outreach possible. So thank you. And so let us come before God with our prayers of intercession. Let us pray. Let us pray for the Church of God throughout the world. And particularly we think of our sisters and brothers who are persecuted for their faith, who can't come freely to church as we do, who can't share the gospel as freely as we can. We pray, Lord, that you will be with them. Protect them, we pray, and give them the freedoms that we enjoy here. And we pray also for this church here, for this process of revival. We pray, Lord, that we will hear your voice speaking to us and your guidance leading us into the future that you have for this place, your family here, in this corner of Waitrose car park. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us. Let us pray for those who have power and influence and for all who govern the nations. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Let us pray for the powerless, for all victims of famine and war. And we continue to pray for the situation in Israel and Gaza, the situation in Ukraine, the situation in Russia, the situation in Sudan, and so many other places, Lord. We hold all of these people made in your own image and for whom Christ died. We hold them all before you, Lord. And we pray especially for all who strive for justice and peace. Strengthen them, we pray. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Let us pray for the afflicted and sorrowful and for all who need our prayers. And in the silence, Lord, we bring before you those who are on our hearts and minds this day, including our own worries and concerns for ourselves. And at this time, we hold before you, Lord, the family and friends of Barbara Whittaker. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Let us remember before God those who have passed from this life in faith and obedience, giving thanks for Barbara. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Eternal God, through the self-offering of your Son, you have filled our lives with your presence. Help us in our sufferings and trials and strengthen us in our weakness. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And now we come to the peace. So please stand as you are able and we will offer each other the wave of peace. In Christ, God was pleased to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, by making peace through his blood, which was shed on the cross. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Let us offer each other the wave of peace. And please remain standing as we sing, as we sing our communion hymn together.
Here is bread, here is wine, Christ is with us, he is with us. Break the bread, drink the wine. Christ is with us. Here is grace, here is peace. Christ is with us. Feast on Jesus' hand.
So please sit or stand as you feel most comfortable for the great prayer of thanksgiving. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Blessing and praise belong to you, gracious and eternal God. Through your living word, you created all things, the majesty of the heavens and the glory of the earth. In your wisdom and goodness, you have made all people in your image and likeness. Therefore, with saints and angels and with all creation, we lift up our voices to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy and gracious God, we give you thanks and praise that in the fullness of time you gave your only Son to share our human nature and to be tempted in every way as we are, yet without sin. To set his face resolutely towards Jerusalem, and to be lifted high upon the cross, that he might draw all creation to himself. When the hour of his glory came, and loving his own to the end, he sat with them at supper, took bread, and after giving thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup after supper, saying, "Drink from this, all of you. This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory. In obedience to his command, we recall his suffering and death, his resurrection and ascension, and we look for his coming in glory. Send your Holy Spirit, that these gifts of bread and wine may be for us the body and blood of Christ. In union with Christ's offering for us, we offer ourselves as a holy and living sacrifice. Unite us in love and peace with all your people, until with the whole company of heaven, we are brought into the presence of your eternal glory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Through him, with him, and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. As our Saviour taught his disciples, we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. The bread we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. Christ is the bread of life. The cup we take is a sharing in the blood of Christ. Christ is the true vine. We say together, Jesus, Lamb of God, have mercy on us. Jesus, bearer of our sins, have mercy on us. Jesus, Redeemer of the world, grant us peace. And so please be seated. After the invitation to come forward, I will stand at the front with the bread, and Ethel and Brian will serve the wine. So please, as we usually do, come down the middle. But of course, if that's a difficult journey for you, then please take shortcuts. It doesn't matter, so long as we all are able to easily share and partake in the bread and wine and this open table where Jesus is offered to everyone and anyone who wishes to come. So come to this table, not because you must, but because you may. Come not to declare that you are righteous, but that you desire to be true disciples of our Lord Jesus Christ. Come not because you are strong, but because you are weak. Not because you have any claim on heaven's rewards, but because in your frailty and sin, you stand in constant need of heaven's mercy and help. So please, come. Keep you in eternal life, and the body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. Body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. Body of Christ keep you in eternal life.
Me up when I fall
And so we pray together. Gracious God, we thank you that you have nourished us with the bread of life and with the cup of salvation. May we who have received this sacrament be strengthened in your service. We who have sung your praises live in your glory. And we who have known the greatness of your love see you face to face in your kingdom, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Judith, would you just pop out and see if the children do want to come and... If they want to, they don't have to. So we'll just wait a moment to see if they're going to come back. Lovely. I was beginning to think you'd be drawn into their games and their work, Judith. Thank you, David. Want to come up here and show us what you've been doing? Yeah? Okay. Who's first? Who would like to tell us something? Any volunteers?
So, what day is it today? What special day is it?
Okay, what special day is it? I'll let you say.
It's St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day, hence the green then, yeah. Go on then.
Hence the green. Right, where did it, what did he do? Where did he travel?
He travelled on a boat.
A big boat or a tiny boat?
A tiny boat.
A tiny boat across the sea to tell people about?
God.
Okay, so we did the prayer because he was a little...
Oh, thank you. It's a lovely prayer, that, yes.
Do you want to hold it up?
Oops.
So because things that St. Patrick did were quite dangerous, he prayed often for God to protect him. And this is the prayer that we've just been working through different stages in the prayer. So can you remember Christ with me? Remember that one?
Christ behind me.
That's it.
Christ behind me.
Christ before me. Christ in me, Christ beneath me, Christ above me, Christ on my right, and Christ on my left. There's the rest of it. Christ when I lie down, Christ when I sit, and Christ when I stand. There's a bit more to it as well, but we worked our way through that and talked about it. So made shamrocks.
Brilliant, thank you. And have you had a lovely, glad time outside? Yes, and is this your scrapbook? You make a wonderful scrapbook, don't you? What have you got in it today?
So we decorated shamrocks, I think. Was that
what?
No.
What else? What else have you got stuck? What else have you got there?
We did a treasure hunt to find the different parts of the prayer.
Okay, so you did treasure hunt as well out there, yeah? And you had a good time?
Yes?
Yes.
Yes, brilliant. Give them a clap. Well done. Thank you for sharing that with us. Thank you. That's lovely. And they brought the sunshine out as well. Did you have a good time? Yes, Thea? Yeah? Give him another clap. I think he wants another clap. And I think since we're clapping and celebrating, you ran the 10K this morning before coming here this morning. Yes? Is it a good... I've no idea what a good time for that is. I can't even imagine it. But yeah. do a good time?
One
104 for a 10K. Brilliant. Well done. In a moment, we're going to sing our final hymn together. It's You Shall Go Out With Joy. I imagine we're going to sing it a few times faster and faster. Are we? Yeah, three times. And there are instruments, if anybody would like instruments for this. Right, please stand.
You shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace, and the mountains and the hills shall break forth before you. There be shouts of joy, and the trees of the field shall clap their hands, and the trees of the field shall clap their hands, and the trees of the field shall clap their hands, and the trees of the field shall clap their hands, and you'll go out with joy. Shall go out with joy and be led forth with me. And the mountains and the hills shall break forth before you. There will be shouts of joy, and the trees of the field shall clap their hands. And the trees of the field shall clap their hands. And the trees of the field shall clap their hands. And the trees of the field shall clap their hands. And you'll go out with joy. You shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. And the mountains and the hills shall pray forth before you. There be shouts of joy, and the trees of the field shall clap their hands. And the trees of the field shall clap their hands. The trees of the field shall clap their hands. And the trees of the field shall clap their hands. And you'll go out with joy.
Brilliant, thank you. And so just before our final prayer, let's pray the prayer of St. Patrick that the children have brought for us this morning. So let's pray. Christ with me, Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ in me, Christ beneath me, Christ above me, Christ on my right, Christ on my left, Christ when I lie down, Christ when I sit down, Christ when I arise, Christ in the heart of every person who speaks of me, Christ in the mouth of everyone who speaks and thinks of me, Christ in every eye that sees me, Christ in every ear that hears me. Amen. And the God of all grace, who has called us to eternal glory in Christ, make us perfect, confirming and strengthening us. And to him be the power forever and ever. Amen. The almighty and merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit,
Bless us and keep us, now and always. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.